So the question is, how do busy dads get into great shape with limited time, space, and equipment, all while enjoying the process and without sacrificing family time? If you want to know the secrets to dialing in your nutrition, being consistent, and staying motivated to achieve your fitness goals once and for all, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Kevin Torres, and this is the Dad Bod Wad Podcast. All right, what's up, Legacy Makers? Welcome to another episode of the number one podcast for busy dads who want to go from dad bod to fit dad and lose your first 20-plus pounds without fasting, without cutting carbs, and without sacrificing family time so that you can create a legacy of health and fitness, not only for yourself, but for generations to come. And on this show and inside of my program, we're teaching busy dads just like you how to do just that. So hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And on today's episode, I'm joined by a super special guest, Mike, who's a member inside of our Forging Elite Fathers program. And just super stoked to have him here because I know that his story is going to inspire you and you're going to take a ton of action just from hearing his story. So without further ado, Mike, what is up, dude? How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing all well. How are you doing?
Good, man. You know, just hanging out. It's, you know, winter here. And like I told you, two of my kids are homesick right now. So just dealing with that. But, you know, that's dad life, right?
That's winter.
Let's just jump right in. Like, why don't you give us like the quick 30-second spiel? Like, who's Mike, man?
Yeah. You know, thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Mike, I'm from New Jersey, Northern Jersey. Been here all my life. Father awesome. Of two, Benjamin and Stella, 4.5 and 1.5-year-old. Been married for 6 years. I'm a R&D manager for a medical technology company up in New York. And nice. Yeah, that's it. That's
awesome.
Me.
So dad of two little kids, 4 and 6. Jersey.
Four and a year and a half.
I was thinking about like I gotta host some in-person events, you know? And so like, you know, if you're in Jersey, you know, you'll probably make it to New York for
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that'd be 45 awesome. Minutes to Brooklyn, baby.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, so let's do that. So why don't you give us like the quick little like, what was your fitness like before joining the Forging Elite Fathers?
Yeah, so non-existent, basically, for me. For the last 5 years or so, maybe 6 years since we bought our house, I mostly just worked on my house. From time to time, I would, you know, play some soccer, some basketball, some colleagues, try to work out here and there, but really nothing consistent enough.
Right.
I got a rower at some point. I was trying to do rowing, which, you know, helped a bit, but really nothing consistent enough to say that I had any type of fitness before. So,
right.
Yeah, that was me, you know, 6 years before that, you know, college, you know, worked out a bit, or actually, you know, I graduated college a long time ago before that, but before we bought the house, I probably had a little bit more of a fitness. We had a gym at work that I used, you know, lift some weights, some light running, things like that. But
and when you joined the program, you were like around like 244. Was that like the highest weight you've been?
Yeah, definitely. 245 was the highest. I probably gained maybe about 25 to 30 pounds in the last 5 years. Slowly, all of a sudden, I just saw myself and I was, you know, wow, like you're fat, dude. You gotta do something about this. So 245 for sure was probably the highest that I weighed myself. I normally don't weigh myself that often, which is probably my number one mistake. You know, I probably would have taken action earlier. But when I weighed myself and I was 245, I was like, you got to do something.
Yeah. And so like, what kind of impact was that having on your life? Like, or even like, how do you think you gained that weight? Like what happened there?
I mean, certainly I was pounding pints of ice cream all the time, not really watching what I ate most of the time. I mean, I didn't eat bad per se, but my quantities were all skewed, right? A lot of fat in my diet. But yeah, I mean, overall, at the time, you know, throughout, I was home to a toddler, right? So I was running around, I was getting a little winded. Sometimes wouldn't really have much energy to do a lot after the kids went to bed, just laid on the couch, didn't want to do anything. Right. So a lot of wake up, go to work, take care of the kids, go to work, come back, take care of the kids and then done, right? That was my, I felt like that was the amount of energy I had for the day and couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, man, I hear you there. And so, like, what inspired you to ultimately join the program? Was it like when you stepped on the scale, or was there something else? Like, what inspired you to join?
Yeah, so I had been tinkering about doing something with my health for probably since January of last year. When we had our second kid, I was like, okay, I got to do something about this. So that's when I got a rower, started doing something. It just wasn't working, right? I tried dieting, I tried doing a bunch of different things, taking away macronutrients. And I just kind of fell back into the old habits of like, all right, I'm going to crash and crash diet and get it off me. And it just wouldn't work, right? I lost 10 pounds, came right back up in 2 to 3 weeks. So when I joined, I was looking more for a footprint. Follow something that you're going to create a habit for that is sustainable. Right. I have some friends that have done keto. I tried it for a little bit. It just wasn't for me. Tried other things. Wasn't for me. I need something that you can't see. A lot of things with dieting, with restricting macronutrients for me, at least, is that I crave the thing that I'm cutting. Right. So I'm cutting carbs. I absolutely crave carbs all day and I'm miserable. So for me, I wanted something that was sustainable. So from your Instagram, got inspired. And I started following you, I think, in March and didn't join until August. I'm also a tinker, so I like to see if I could do it myself. But at that point, I joined because I knew I needed nutrition help. I needed help with workouts and just a list of things that I needed to do that day and get it done. All right, check, move on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think most guys also think they can do it themselves, and a lot of guys can. But I also think a lot of guys can also change their own oil in their car, right? A lot of guys can change their tires on the car. A lot of guys can do electrical work in their house, and a lot of guys can do plumbing in their house. I can't do any of those things. You know what I
Right.
mean? And like I can keep lying to myself and say like, oh, I'll figure it. I could do this plumbing, right? And in fact, I did break my sink the other the other day, because my wife, there was a clog in the sink, and I was like, oh, I could figure it out. I undid it and freaking put it back together, and it was leaking still. I was like, damn, I clearly made this worse. And then eventually had to hire a plumber anyway to come and do it, right? And same thing with like my oil. I never freaking do my own oil or change my own tires. Like, I just let professionals who know how to do it do it. And there's like a little bit as like guys, like, it's like, oh, I can figure this out on my own. I can do this on my own. But it's like, yeah, you can maybe, right? With enough YouTube and stuff like that. Or you could just like hit the fast forward button and like let somebody else who's an expert do it for you. So kudos to you for taking that leap. And yeah, like you joined in August, which is awesome. And you've been in the program for, since then. And so like, what's like the biggest thing you've learned so far? Like your biggest takeaway from having been in the program?
Yeah, so two things. One, nutrition, right? Nutrition for me. Now I look at something and I'm like, ah, yeah, nah, that's not for me right now. Or I balance, right? Balance all of the meals. So for me, hands down, nutrition is the biggest takeaway. And then two was routine, right? Waking up early. I was never a morning person. And to wake up at 5, and sometimes I push it maybe 5:15, 5:20, but to wake up and be ready and to work out and make that part of my life. And again, like, if you miss one day, it's not like you're off the wagon because you already know the footprint. It's very easy to go back to what your life is now than to like, all right, now I need to, think again of how to do this, right? It's not a relearning process, you already know. So maybe that was my third takeaway.
Totally. And so you mentioned the nutrition piece, and earlier you mentioned like doing keto, cutting out carbs and all that stuff felt over restrictive and you started craving them, right? And so like, do you feel restricted now, like with your diet?
No, I mean, absolutely. I eat whatever I want. I do, within reason, obviously. And enough to be saturated, right? To feel that I'm not suppressing anything. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
That's awesome, dude. And that's really the whole point, right? Is like we don't want you to like not eat bread or not eat pasta or not eat your favorite foods. It's just we want to teach you how to incorporate all of those things into your regular diet so that you could still lose weight. Like last night I was teaching like how to plan a perfect day of eating, and I was saying like you could literally have Oreos every single day if you just put it in the tracker and you just account for it, right? Like
Right.
it's like I could see like I put in three Oreos every single day. I'm just gonna eat three Oreos, and then I just have to build my days around that, right? Like you could
Right.
literally do that. That's awesome, dude. And so like what kind of results did you get? So you joined the program like 140, I mean at 244, 245. And yeah, so like what kind of results have you gotten since?
Yeah, so two right now I weighed this morning at 205. So 40 pounds in over, I don't know, what is that, 5 months?
That's
So
amazing, dude.
definitely weight. I mean, but even more than that, like weight, obviously I never weighed myself, so it really wasn't that important to me in the first place. But just the ability of doing, push-ups in the proper form,
Right.
exercises, not feel winded, right? Like those are the results that I think speak to me a lot more than weight. And then just being able to do it, right? And feeling, this morning I felt an ab. I was doing side planks and I was touching my abs and I was like, holy damn, they actually exist down there. I've always had a gut in my entire life. So it was pretty cool to feel that. So
That's
yeah,
awesome,
just
dude. 40 pounds is huge, first of all, because like you said, like you essentially lost a toddler, right?
oh yeah, I lost the weight of my toddler for sure.
And you
Or now
messaged
that he's not a toddler anymore, my 4-year-old,
me.
but yeah.
But dude, that's insane, right? So I mean, and you mentioned like now you feel better, you could do push-ups and just with the right form and you feel like abs underneath as you're doing planks. What kind of impact like what has losing the 40 pounds had on your life? Like what are people saying? Like what does your wife say and like how do you feel?
I mean, everybody sees it. Everybody's very encouraging, right? They're all, even my boss yesterday, I finally got new clothes that kind of fit better.
Hell
Right? My
yeah.
boss was like, hey, you keep losing weight? I was like, oh, yeah, a few more, from last time. I'm like, but you bought new clothes, right? They look good on you. All right, so small things like that happen, very often.
And then you promptly
My
went to HR and filed a complaint.
Yeah, sure,
Just kidding.
exactly. So yeah, my wife also always very supportive about it. Always encouraging and she feels the difference, right? And she feels when she hugs me, she's like, oh wow, now I could touch my forearm or now I could touch whatever, my hands,
Like when she
wherever
wraps her
the
arms around you, that's
yeah,
awesome.
exactly.
That's really, really cool. And that must be such a good feeling. And even like buying the new clothes, like what did it feel like to go clothing shopping?
Yeah, I was hesitant actually to go clothes shopping. But it felt good. It felt good fitting back into 34s. I was pushing 36s. So it felt good to go back to 34. And even 34s right now feel a little looser. So
Yes.
always good. I was hesitant just because I don't know if I'm gonna keep going down or like which one is my stopping point. But yeah, no, now that it's close fit, the XLs that were probably borderline as I was gaining weight fit normal right now. I probably do larges. So yeah, it feels good. It feels great.
Dude, I remember when I was fitting, like I went through like a phase where, I hated the way clothes looked on me, so I didn't care. I was just like black t-shirts and big cargo shorts and stuff, right? Or jeans. And then when I started to actually get into like shape and I was losing weight, dude, I loved clothing shopping. And I went through like a phase where I was just like buying clothes all the time. Like I'd go to J. Crew, always trying like button downs and like new pants. I'm like, this is awesome because like clothes actually look the way they're supposed to. You know what I mean? They fit the
Dude,
way
I
they're
hate
supposed to.
J. Crew.
You
I
hate
hate
J.
J.
Crew?
Crew. Yeah,
Wow.
they never fit right. Or maybe now I love it, right? They
Yeah, that's
never.
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I had these weird aversions to certain stores too because I hated them, but it's because I didn't like the way they looked on me because they didn't fit.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, go into a J. Crew now and go try
Yeah.
on some chinos and button downs and see how they fit.
I should try it. I should try them on and be like, oh, for all those years that you made me feel like
Exactly.
yeah.
Like as a
So
kid too, like even growing up, like I hated like Abercrombie and Fitch and all that because like those clothes just didn't look good on me. But I liked the way they looked. They just didn't look good on me. And so like I hated those stores and I had an aversion to those stores. Now obviously I'm too old for Abercrombie and Fitch, but like, you know what I mean? Like, but
I hear you.
or American Eagle Outfitters and all those places. But yeah, man. But I remember when I lost weight, I was like going clothing shopping like actually fun again. It was like really, really cool.
Or
So
horizontal
kudos.
stripes. That's my thing. Horizontal stripes. Don't
Yeah.
give me anything with horizontal stripes. That
Exactly.
highlights my
Yeah,
gut. Yeah.
exactly. You got to get, vertical stripes, but I, or just like plain, black clothes or something. But so what would you tell somebody who's like on the fence, maybe they're thinking about joining, they've been following the podcast or watching on Instagram for a long time and they're like, I want to join, I'm just not sure if it's for me. Like, what would you tell somebody who's on the fence and who's thinking about joining?
Man, I was on the fence for a long time, right? I was secretly on the fence. I was like I said, I started following you in March, didn't join until August. And a lot of that was I don't have a place where to do it. Am I gonna wake up at 5? I needed to kind of test myself for that. And when I joined in August was probably the worst time, right? Like
Right.
I had 3 vacations that they're probably gonna last about 4 months. Thanksgiving was coming up
Right.
and it is doable, right? If I would have done it in March, we probably could have had this conversation 5 months ago or 6 months ago. So, yeah, do it. Don't even think about it. Just do it.
Dude, I love that you mentioned the holidays too, because I didn't even re like think about that. Is like you not only did you lose 40 pounds, but you lost 40 pounds over Halloween, over Thanksgiving, over Christmas, over New Year's, right? And it's like people, think like you should be gaining weight or that you'll gain weight over the holidays. It's like you were able to like lose a tremendous amount of weight over those holidays.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about that. It's all about, all right, yeah, I did overeat for Christmas, right? I had we made a rib eyes, I think. Yeah, prime rib, actually, and gained a few pounds. But you know what? 2, 3 days later, I'm back at it, back to normal. I know the footprint. Keep going. So.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Like, yes, you should enjoy the holidays. Yes, your kids are going to have birthday parties. Yes, you're going to eat the cake and the pizza at those birthday parties. But it's like, but when you have those sustainable habits, right, you could just fall back into those default habits again and like get right back on track, right? The other thing that I hear often from guys, like you mentioned, is like, it wasn't the right time. Like, it's like, there's going to be vacations and all that stuff. And it's like, yeah. And you know what? There's never going to be a right time. There's always going to be vacations, a busy season at work, a sick kid. A family emergency, right? Like a busy season at, like there's just like, it's the summer, it's the winter, it's the holidays, it's my birthday. It's like, yes, there's always going to be something that's like, there's never going to be a perfect 12 or 16 week stretch where you could just like, you know what? I'm going to get shredded right now. It's like, nope. It's like, so like ideally, it's like what you want to learn is like how to prioritize your health and fitness while still managing all those other things going on in your life. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and the early wake ups, man, that I think that did it for me. Early wake ups is you structured everything around your morning and then you're just by yourself, right? No one else wants to wake up at 5, so you're just doing it, you're getting it done and then feel good about it the rest of the day. So
Yeah, and like anything that day throws at you, it's like, yeah, it's good. Like it doesn't matter because I already worked out. You know what I mean? So like nothing could throw me off like my schedule. Versus like if you tell yourself, oh, I'm gonna work out later, and then like your kids need this, your wife needs that, or work needs this, and then you can't ever get to work out.
that's right.
Cool, man. So like any final words that you want to say? Anything you want to leave us with before we say goodbye?
No, I mean, that's it for me. Thanks for creating the footprint. Happy to be here and happy with your program thus far.
Dude, man, 40 pounds is huge, man. I'm so stoked for you. The progress pictures are looking amazing. And I can't wait to see what else we can accomplish together over, the next several weeks, months, and beyond. So, Legacy Makers, you heard it here. You heard Mike's story. Mike is a dad like you. He's got a 4-year-old, he's got a 1.5-year-old, just bought a house, busy season of work. Like over the holidays, he had vacations coming up. And like, he was lurking on Instagram for a while from March until August, right? And he decided to finally get off the fence. And the only difference between Mike and you is that he took action, right? So, if you're curious to learn if and how my program could help you hit your goals, I would love for you to just go to forgingleadfathers.com/apply, click on that little apply button, and then I'll be in touch to work out if and how my program could help you hit your goals. I will literally send you a text. It's really me. It's not like a robot. It's not a VA. It's really just me texting you on your phone, having a conversation with you. Right, Mike? Like you and I texted back and forth.
Yeah, we texted after I applied, we texted. So
That's awesome. So again, just click on that apply button and then I'll be in touch with next steps. All right. So until I see you next time, Legacy Makers, let's keep creating a legacy of health and fitness, not only for yourself, but for generations to come. Let's go. Thanks again, Mike.
Yeah, man. Be good.
All right.